there was a review in the paper calling me a scavenger, which, I mean, I take that as a compliment, because I am. I mean, I come from that tradition of folk music where, you know, you're just searching everywhere, you know, for something good, and I've been doing that all my career.
Sometimes it's her own words, sometimes it's the words of others. When inspiration finds Emmylou Harris, the desire to share it comes next. And that proven process continues with her new album, All I Intended to Be. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Between touring with Neil Young and Elvis Costello, releasing a duo album with Mark Knopfler, and getting her Songbird box set ready to go, Emmylou Harris kept pretty busy in the 5 years between albums. And that list doesn't even mention her activist work outside of music or a little induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame. But like the country legends before her, the songs eventually came calling, and so did a few musical friends. Yeah, that's Dolly Parton singing along on one tune from the new album All I Intended to Be, and alongside a few Emmylou originals, you'll also find songs by Patti Griffin, Merle Haggard, and a few lesser-known gems. But a mix of song sources is nothing new in Emmylou's career, and in a conversation with FUV's John Platt, she spoke about celebrating the art of the cover song and loving where she's ended up, whether it was intended or not.
With this album, it sounds as though you kind of set out from the beginning to have a mix of originals and covers. Was that the plan?
Well, it wasn't exactly a plan. I just didn't have enough originals to do a record of originals. But, see, it gave me the opportunity to go back and revisit these songs that I'd loved for so long, been meaning to record. So, you know, I've always looked on, instead of looking at the negative of something, there's always a positive. And I didn't want to get caught in that trap either of, okay, you're a songwriter now, so you can never cover songs. Well, I've never thought of myself as a second-class citizen in the art world, because I was a cover artist. And I love covering songs. You know, I think there's a certain art to that, too. And I'm not ready to abandon it. But it was kind of imposed upon me by the fact that, you know, I hadn't really written a lot of songs, and this was what I had, you know, in my arsenal, so to speak.
No, you didn't plan for this. That's the way it always starts. Looking for a little kid. Instead, you bought a broken.
The album, All I Intended to Be, takes its line from Five and Dimers Like Me, the Billy Joe Shaver song. For you, what did you intend to be, and have your intentions changed over the years?
Well, the thing is, no one ever really knows what they intended to be, so there's a little bit of poetic license whenever one sort of titles an album. But those words, you know, in retrospect, when I saw, you know, the old covers and all the friends and then some of the songs I'd written, it seemed like it was touching on a lot of the different parts of my career and my life. And so it seemed like it was like I'm your title. This is the title of the record.
I mean, it sounds like you're a lifer in a way. You know, is that kind of what you're saying too?
Yeah, I am a lifer. I mean, I'm going to keep doing this. I love what I do. As Joseph Campbell said, to follow your bliss, I think is what everyone is searching for in their life, and if you're lucky enough to find it and then actually be able to follow it. I don't know if I could have ever even imagined that when I was 16 years old and picked up my first guitar and learned my first three chords, of which I still only know three.
But you've made
good
use of
well.
Them. Yep.
Served me well. Yeah, one must never know too many chords. It takes one away from the path.
Whatever's waiting on the other side.
From the album All I Intended to Be, that's an Emmylou Harris original called Take That Ride. You'll find the complete interview and other exclusive conversations in the archives at WFUV.org.